In 1895, Oscar Wilde, one of the most celebrated writers of his time, was convicted of homosexual activity and sentenced to 2 years in jail. Now, the author of The Importance of Being Earnest and The Picture of Dorian Gray might be pardoned. The British Ministry of Justice said today it would posthumously pardon people convicted of sexual acts that are no longer illegal.
Wilde spent his incarceration at Britain's notorious Reading Jail, a place that closed just 3 years ago. Now, the jail has reopened for an art exhibition inspired by Wilde's experiences at the prison. Vicky Barker reports.
Beneath these Gothic arches and metal walkways, cells where solitary prisoners counted down the days are now filled with artworks and installations. In one, artist and film director Steve McQueen has draped a gold-plated mosquito net over a bare metal bunk bed. In another, Wilde and his lover, Lord Alfred Douglas, known as Bosie, are reunited in a diptych by Marlene Dumas. On the ground floor, Gawain Davis bends over a display case showing mugshots of some of Wilde's fellow prisoners. Davis spent 3 months in Reading Jail in the 1980s for cannabis possession.
They look much like the same sort of people I was in here with 100 years later.
Like Wilde, Davis spent 23 hours a day in his cell, the only sanitation a bucket he had to empty or slop out himself.
You were unlocked, let down for breakfast, locked back up again. To eat it, unlocked again, to slough out, and locked up again.
Doesn't seem to have changed much since Oscar Wilde's day.
Oh, I don't know. I think he found it a bit tougher. They weren't even allowed to talk in here then, in those days, were they?
In 1895, when Wilde arrived, Reading Jail was one great Victorian machine of Christian penance, forcing prisoners to meditate on their crimes in silence while performing physical labor amid the reek of their own waste. The privations broke Wilde, yet they also inspired his last work, The Ballad of Reading Jail. That was written after his release. In those 2 years behind bars, letters were all he was permitted to write. And so, several cells are filled with the sounds of letters of separation, named after this form of imprisonment. In this cell, artist Ai Weiwei is heard reading aloud a letter to his son about his imprisonment in China. All the letters honor the one that inspired them. Wilde's De Profundis, From the Depths, the 50,000-word letter he wrote here to Bosie, his lover and betrayer.
Our ill-fated and most lamentable friendship has ended in ruin and public infamy for me.
That's actor Neil Bartlett reading De Profundis in the prison chapel. Every Sunday until the exhibition closes, a different performer will read the entire 6-hour text aloud. Among them, actors Ralph Fiennes and Ben Whishaw and punk poet and rocker Patti Smith. The organization behind all of this is called Art Angel. It specializes in bringing cutting-edge art into unused and unusual spaces. Its co-director, James Lingwood, says they had no trouble enlisting this A-list cast of readers.
When else would you get the chance to kind of come to terms and to pay homage to Oscar Wilde within the very place where he wrote this compelling, extended love letter?
Lingwood says he's been struck by how much time visitors are spending at the exhibition. Jenny Welsh, a retired chaplain who's worked at other prisons, traveled the 40 miles from her home in London.
Going into cells, which were very similar to the cells that prisoners I knew lived in, and seeing things that were just speaking quite powerfully of the isolation experience of being in prison, that was very powerful for me.
Her husband, Philip, a retired clergyman, says the highlight for him was the renewed sense of connection with Wilde himself.
It was standing in his cell and looking out of the same window and seeing the same patch of sky that he wrote about, the tent of blue that prisoners call the sky in the Ballad of Reading Jail, all at an inhuman height so that you could only see the sky. I hadn't really realized that before.
Oscar Wilde's cell, number C33, is the only one without an original artwork. In one corner, visitors have left some flowers. But in a sense, this entire exhibition is a floral offering to an artist seen as a martyr for loving and living in the wrong time, the wrong place. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in Reading Jail.